to 102 Today FM.
I wanna be with you in the nighttime.
It's Paul McLoone here till midnight tonight on Today FM. My thanks as always to Mr. Colm O'Sullivan. He's back on your radio tomorrow evening from 7 o'clock with the mix-up. Now, on as wondrously a well-appointed wingding that you could wish for this Wednesday evening, we've got that Roy Orbison album. I promise I'll do it tonight. Didn't get round to it last night. Apologies for that. Mystery Girl Deluxe reissue. We also have those Robert Plant and Sensational Space Shifters tickets up for grabs on an evening when Jimmy Page is currently in the Olympia in Paris doing the playback on the latest Led Zeppelin remasters. An illustration, if ever there was one, of the gulf between these two titans of rock. Anyway, Robert Plant and the Sensational Space Shifters at the Marquee in Cork on the 25th of June. If you want to go along, we can help you out. Also, REM, Mike Mills in conversation last night. Do check it out if you missed it on todayfm.com. MTV Unplugged, 1991, 2001, and a chance to win the entire Warner's back catalogue, which comprises some 10 albums. Not only that, but also an absolutely brilliant band from the southern region of this country. They're called Elastic Sleep. I've been playing their single a lot. It's called Leave You. I've been playing it to death. In fact, on this show, three tracks live and exclusive from them in the green room. 53102 is the number for your text. Live at todayfm.com for your emails. Also on Facebook and Twitter, of course. And for me, one of the quintessential compilation albums of my youth. Everybody seemed to have it. Everybody's big brother seemed to have it. It was a way a lot of us initially got into a certain band from Los Angeles. That band was called The Doors. The album was called Weird Scenes Inside the Goldmine. It's been reissued and it starts like this. Look out. The Stooges, of course, and Loose. Over the weekend, I heard Iggy's show Across the Water on Six Music. It was on, and it was really, really good. He's really, really good. Can't go far wrong with that voice, of course. Iggy's voice being so kind of right down here like this, and he's telling all these stories about the Stooges and about the jazz scene growing up and when he was a kid starting out in Ann Arbor. And he could just listen to him all day. He just goes on and on and on. In fact, he goes on a lot, in fairness. But it was a great show. He was playing a lot of saxophone, mostly jazz music, saxophone music. And it was absolutely brilliant listening. Great radio, I have to say. Fair play to Iggy. Then again, I'm not surprised. The man can do no wrong. Before that, the Velvets, of course. Good old Lou and the Velvet Underground. What goes on? Starting us off this evening, The Doors from the reissued Weird Scenes Inside the Goldmine, which was the kind of key Doors primer back in the day, that early 70s double album of the best of The Doors. And as I say, all the cool kids had it when I was growing up. Don't think I ever actually owned a copy of it, but nearly everybody I knew did. Anyway, it got reissued for Record Store Day on vinyl, and it's back out on CD. And the good news is we've got some CD copies of it to give away, which we'll be doing in due course over the next few nights. Stay tuned if you're a fan of The Doors. Paul McLoone on Today FM, 53102, or live at todayfm.com if you want to get in touch. And will we go to a break and come back with the Black Keys? I think that might be a better wee shape on things, actually. Slightly early with the break, but it'll make more sense. We will return with a track from the brand new album from the Black Keys, Turn Blue, on the way straight after these.
This Thursday.
The Black Keys from the album Turn Blue, and that's a track called Ten Lovers. Very smooth sounding Black Keys these days. It's growing on me though, I have to say. Coming up a wee bit later on, if you're a fan of REM, Unplugged, and the first official issue for both these shows, 1991, 2001, the shows in their entirety, including a lot of stuff that hadn't been broadcast back in the day, but had been recorded for the shows. Audio only, oddly, no sign of a DVD or Blu-ray, although maybe that's in the pipeline. Anyway, for the moment, we have the double CD, and that's coming up just after the news and sport at 10 o'clock. A couple of tracks from the collection, your chance to win it and get yourself in the draw for the entire Warner's back catalogue. That's every REM album from Green to Collapse into Now inclusive. That's 10 albums in all. Also, Robert Plant and the Sensational Space Shifters on the night, as I was saying, that Jimmy Page is launching the Led Zeppelin, latest deluxe Led Zeppelin reissues and remasters. So we'll play some classic Led Zeppelin a bit later on and give you a chance to win tickets for Robert Plant for the Marquee in Cork for June 25th. Those tickets available at Ticketmaster.ie and the usual outlets. Also, Roy Orbison's Mystery Girl. We will get round to it tonight, rather. CD, DVD, deluxe reissue of that brilliant album from the tail end of the 1980s and from the end of a remarkable man's remarkable career. What a singer. Also, as if that weren't enough. No. Elastic Sleep. joining us in session. Three tracks live and exclusive from them in the green room. My excitement is almost inexpressible. No love lost between Jack White and the band you just heard. Their little feud rumbling on. This is all to do with a leaked email. I don't like it when they leak people's emails. Emails are meant to be private. So, you know, I think you're allowed to say whatever the hell you like in an email and not expect to have it plastered all over the internet. But call me old-fashioned that way. In the meantime, new single from Jack White. This is Lazaretto. It will be when it plays. There's definitely something going on upstairs. Dig Lazarus Dig, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, of course. Absolutely brilliant. That sounds even better than it did a few years ago, in fairness. Lazaretto before that, and Jack White, new single from him. The album is out on the 6th of June, same title. Paul McLoone on Today FM, back after the break with the first of three in session in the green room, live and exclusive. The very, very brilliant Elastic Sleep. Do not miss it. It's on the way.
How are you, Claire?
I'm growing.
Paul McLoone's Green Room on Today FM.
This is Christopher from Elastic Sleep in session with the Paul McLoone Show on Today FM, and this is Anywhere.
Elastic Sleep, the EP featuring the single Leave You, is out now and it's available online and also on rather lovely 10-inch vinyl edition as well, if vinyl's your thing. And you can also catch them live at the Roisin Dove on the 6th of June. On the 20th of June, they are taking part in the intriguingly titled Bear in the Woods Festival. That's B-A-R-E. What could that mean? Mind those brambles, folks. That's happening in Port Leash. Bear in the Woods, featuring Elastic Sleep. I've been to a few festivals like that. Yeah. I thought they died out, but there you go. Everything comes back eventually. 3rd of August, Independence in Mitchellstown, of course. And good luck to them. And thanks to them. They actually recorded that specially for the show. They didn't come in to do it, so they did that in their own studio. So very special thanks for taking the effort and making the effort to do that and taking the time. And two more tracks exclusive from Elastic Sleep to come between now and midnight. In fact, the next one up is the current lead track of the EP, Leave You. That's on the way in the next hour. Staying with Irish music, and this is a bit loud. We Cut Corners, Think Nothing is the album, and this is then. I'll tell you what, you play the song while I ponder what it means. We Cut Corners on Today FM. This is then, the album Think Nothing is out now, and it's great. It's Paul McLoone here. Still to come, our competitions, Mystery Girl by Roy Orbison, the deluxe reissue of that, tickets for Robert Plant and the Marquee in Cork, the REM Unplugged Malarkey 1991-2001, straight after news and sport at 10 o'clock. In the meantime, hot on the heels of the recent reissue of Your Arsenal comes the reissue of its successor, Vauxhall and I, both Morrissey albums, by the way, in case you didn't know. For many people, for a lot of people, the connoisseur's kind of choice of his output during the 1990s, and Steve Lillywhite production, what a great job Lillywhite did too, and what great songs were to be found thereupon. His brand new single, by the way, Istanbul, on the way after this. But for now, Graham Greene aficionados can sing along to this. You can't say that about a lot of pop songs. Dallo Spicer, Pinky Cubit, Now My Heart is Full. Well, I have to say, I think that's a lot better on second listen, a lot better than Word Peace is None of Your Business, which still hasn't fully worked its magic on me, I got to be honest. I find it just a bit slightly pedestrian. I'm a lot more impressed by that, though. Istanbul and Morrissey's song about that city. It was a fascinating place, actually. I was lucky enough to visit it quite recently myself. And that's the second, they're calling them singles, downloads in advance of the release of the album Word Peace is None of Your Business, which is out in July. Ahead of that comes the reissue, the latest reissue from the back catalogue, Vauxhall and I, one of the standout albums, really, of the whole lot. And it's out in a double CD. There's a previously unavailable live album from the Theatre Royal London in Drury Lane, recorded in 95, around the time that album was out. And the actual album, the studio side of it, is the first so far as I know, anyway, the first of these Morrissey reissues. I presume the man himself is helming these in some form or fashion. It's the first of them, anyway, to escape a bit of tampering, sort of swapping around tracks and deleting ones and including others and all that sort of stuff that he was doing, which was annoying me, to be honest. So he hasn't done that. Vauxhall and I has been deemed to be perfect as it is, and that's good news as far as I'm concerned. It's out in a couple of weeks. We'll have copies of it for you, hopefully, if we can prize them from the cold dead hands of the record company. This is staying with a bit of travelogue, staying with somebody of Morrissey's generation, actually, a man who almost joined the Smiths when Johnny Marr left, Roddy Frame of Aztec Camera, and this is called Postcard. It's very Californian, and the lyrics will tell you why. It's enough to give you a peaceful, easy feeling, Ed.
What made you say that, Paul?
I can't think. Roddy Frame in suitably, in fact, one might argue, overwhelmingly West Coast of the USA mode there, and a new single from him. It's called Postcard. It's going to be very clever. His first ever release was on Postcard Records in Glasgow. I don't know if that's got anything to do with the song, but I was going to play some early Orange Juice on the same label. But we have not time. There's no point just playing half a song. Really, because we're out of time.
You just got time to tell people how clever you are.
Just time to say I was going to do that.
So it's the best of both worlds, really.
Damn! Spotted.
I could play the track or tell
them.
Yeah,
you know, I could tell them I was going to do that, actually. You know. Oh, God, rumbled. Anyway, coming up, straight after News and Sport, your chance to win that double CD, REM Live MTV Unplugged. It's a thing of wonder. We've got another one to give away, another place in the draw as well, for the entire Warner's back catalogue, comprising some 10 albums in total. If that interests you, do not go away. Imelda May.
Paul McLoone.
And you're very welcome back to the show, 53102 or live at todayfm.com. Either way is good. If I can bring some, you know, by means of entering tonight's final competition, if you are having trouble dealing with the devastating news concerning Rory McIlroy's love life and you happen to be a fan of Robert Plant, I can help you. Robert Plant and the Sensational Space Shifters are playing at the Marquee in Cork on the 25th of June. Tickets at Ticketmaster.ie and Ticketmaster outlets nationwide. I got a pair to give away every night this week and right now being no exception. The question is... name, please, the title of the multi-Grammy, multi-million selling duet album that Robert Plant recorded with Alison Krauss a few years back. They're still struggling to follow it up in a creative sense. They had one go at it, wasn't really working out. They said they may come back to it at another time, but who knows? I wouldn't hold my breath, actually, on that one, to be honest with you. But anyway, the title, please, of that very, very acclaimed and very popular album that Robert Plant recorded along with Alison Krauss. Its title, along with your full name and whereabouts in the country you are. 53102 or live at todayfm.com. And we'll have tonight's final winner in about 15, 20 minutes. Just as I was last week, or maybe it was the week before, but I remember at one stage recently on the show, kind of musing aloud, as is my wont on this show, about the current whereabouts activities of one Matt Johnson, aka The, and said he'd gone very quiet and was, you know, doing the odd bits and pieces on Twitter that usually seem to be of a very political kind of bent, as he always has been. But no sign of any music, no sign of the man himself, no sign of where he was or what he was up to. Well, I'll tell you what, I wasn't guessing that the silence and the long absence and the long invisibility would be broken by an appearance at the Chelsea Flower Show. That wouldn't have been top of my list now if I had to predict where we'd next see or hear of Matt Johnson. But that is what happened, the Chelsea Flower Show, because a flower, a carnivorous plant called, named in his honour, the Sarracenia Matt Johnson, by a guy, another Matt, a guy called Matt Soper, has bred this particularly vigorous carnivorous plant, apparently, and has named it after Matt Johnson because he's been a fan of him for years. And Matt Johnson turned up at the Chelsea Flower Show and did a whole photo shoot with everybody there and the plant and everything else. And if you don't believe me, I'm not making it up, check it out online. If you're a fan of Matt Johnson and you miss him, you'll get to see his smiling little face smiling from between the leaves of the Sarracenia Matt Johnson shortly before it ate his head. But anyway, in his honour and in celebration of him reappearing, just when I was wondering if we'd ever see him again, I've decided I'd play this. Oh! I was hoping that would fade away gently and cut off. Anyway, that is from the album No Deal, title track, in fact, by Melanie DiBiasio. Her second album is out on the PIAS label. Before that, Mamuna from Brian Ferry, title track of that album from many a year ago now at this stage. That's it from me. Thanks very much for listening. And thanks to everybody who took part in our competitions and was on Facebook and was on Twitter and getting in touch. And thanks also to Elastic Sleeve for coming in and doing that session. Hello to Colonel Tomas as well, who got in touch to say that he very much rates Elastic Sleep. In fact, and I quote, Elastic Sleep are the job. Thank you for that, Colonel. Much appreciated. And back again tomorrow evening from 9 o'clock. Join me if you possibly can. Until then, take care.
Paul McLoone on Today FM.